Welcome back to the last 25 minutes of Issues, Etc. Before the break, we heard a little bit from Rabbi Shmuley Boteach on Scarborough Country. We're going to hear that cut again and some others from that roundtable discussion of the Oscar prospects for Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. I'd like your reaction to some of this that we're going to hear. And I'd like you to call it in, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We'll get to that sound in just a second. First, tomorrow on the program, a two-hour discussion of original sin. Are we born friends of God? What are the other possibilities? Neutral toward God or an enemy of God? Are we born dead in trespasses and sins, merely wounded, or spiritually able-bodied? We're going to discuss all of that in a two-hour discussion of original sin with Dr. Stephen Hine tomorrow on Issues, Etc. Again, our call-in numbers in this last 25 minutes of Open Lines, Issues, Etc., 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. This was but one of the questions posed by Pat Buchanan sitting in for Joseph Scarborough on MSNBC's Scarborough Country for a panel discussion, in particular Rabbi Shmuley Boteach.
Rabbi, there were predictions by folks at the ADL and everywhere that this was going to cause horrible reactions, that Jewish folks were going to get beat up, that would breed hostility and anti-Semitism. Despite the fact that literally tens of millions of people saw this movie, it appears to have moved some criminals to come in and to confess. I don't know a single incidence of violence as a consequence of this film. Were the folks that predicted violence and everything, were they not dead wrong?
Pat, every day Al Jazeera portrays American troops as SS Gestapo. That doesn't lead to attacks against Americans on U.S. soil, but that doesn't justify it either.
You compare it to Al Jazeera?
Let me answer you. You have to let me answer you.
You compare it to Al Jazeera?
No, I am making a very simple point. Slander is slander, whether it leads to violence or not. The Passion of the Christ was a historically fictitious, deeply libelous and slanderous movie portraying Jews killing one of their own. Jesus was an Orthodox Jew. He looked like me. He thought like me.
So what do you think? That's Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. He says no Oscar and it was slander. Now, he said he wasn't comparing Al Jazeera to The Passion of the Christ, but then he was comparing it. What do you think? Give me a call, 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. In particular, when he says Jesus was an Orthodox Jew, he looked like me, Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. Well, of course he did. Give or take a few features, he was Jewish, no doubt. But then the rabbi didn't stop there. He said, he thought like me. Is that true? Did Jesus think like Rabbi Shmuley Boteach? Would Jesus have thought that the Passion of the Christ movie was slanderous against Jews? Now, a little later, we're going to hear the rabbi quote from the New Testament at several points to bolster one of his arguments. He seems to take he will claim later to take not only the New Testament more seriously than the Christians on the panel, but to know it better and to know it, as he says, backward and forward. Now, I'm wondering if he thinks that the depiction, now, we can argue about Mel Gibson's movie, whether it's too violent or whatever, but that's not the point here. The point is, and his problem with the Passion of the Christ, whether it should get an Oscar or not, is that he says it was slanderous. He says it was violent. It was an historical fiction. All it depicted was the last 12 hours of Jesus' life before his crucifixion and his resurrection. Perhaps you saw this on television. How would you respond to the rabbi on those points? 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. I watched the interchange here and I read the better part of the transcript. In fact, I've got some of it right in front of me. That wasn't the only thing the rabbi had to say. Earlier in the program, the rabbi had to say this. He's speaking to Pat Buchanan, who's sitting in for Joseph Scarborough. I've got to tell you, Pat, the fact that Christians around the country ought to be offended if Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ doesn't win an Oscar is shocking to me. First of all, said the rabbi, The Passion of the Christ was an abomination for Christianity. That's a pretty big word, abomination. He also said it should win the World Wrestling Federation Oscar for Best Movie. It's a guy for 2 hours being kicked, beaten, his blood gushing everywhere. It's just a diabolical, criminal, violent mess. He's talking about The Passion of the Christ. He went on to say, it's really like Muhammad all Zarqawi's movies on the internet where a guy gets his head chopped off. It's gory, it's ugly, it's not inspiring. Now, he was there, Rabbi Shmuley Botak was there with several others on Scarborough Country. I'm trying to find the names of all those. There was Bill Donahue. There was Jennifer Guru. She's director of Women Influencing the Nation. And Bill Donahue, by the way, is president of the Catholic League. There was also, and I'm trying to get her name correct, she's from Liberty Film Festival. This is Gavadini Murthy. She was a Hindu, by the way, on the panel. One of the more reasonable panelists. And, of course, Pat Buchanan was in there and Rabbi Shmuley Botayak. I want to know what you think about this. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's start with Kent, who calls from his car. Kent, welcome to Issues Etc.
Several points, Todd. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Pat Buchanan is eminently reasonable. But going beyond that, the rabbi's right on one point. Of course, Jesus looked just like him. And he mentioned that he was an Orthodox Jew. The rabbi has no idea how Orthodox Jesus was. He perfectly kept law. That's something that the rabbi probably thinks that he does, but of course he can't. And I don't think The Passion of the Christ has any chance to win an Oscar at all. Academy voters will never let that happen.
Really? I mean, it made a ton of money.
Seething hostility toward Christianity, no way. And Mel Gibson, no way.
Well, that's another question we can entertain as well. And thank you very much, Kent, for your thoughts. I like the way Kent was going with that. You know, Jesus was a fully practicing, and I'm not going to say Jew, because Jesus did not practice Judaism. So when you say the word Jew nowadays, you hear someone who is either ethnically a Jew or someone who practices Judaism. Sammy Davis Jr. converted to Judaism, the religion. Sammy Davis Jr. was not ethnically a Jew. So we make that distinction to begin with. But Jesus was a fully observant son of the covenant. There's no doubt about it. He had to be. He had to be in order to fulfill the covenant that he came to fulfill and to keep the law that he came to keep. So you're right, Kent. The rabbi has no idea how orthodox, if you want to use that word, Jesus really is. I was more intrigued by the rabbi's comment, Jesus thought like me. That's an interesting thing. He says, well, Jesus thought like me. And if you put the two together, you get, well, Jesus would have thought that the Passion movie not only didn't deserve an Oscar, but was really an abomination to Christianity and historical fiction and a gory, violent, criminal, diabolical mess. Bob is calling from his car. Bob, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Well, hi, Pastor. I saw The Passion of the Christ, and I remember reading in Scripture, and I can't exactly quote exactly where, but that I will set in Zion a course, and in that Scripture it says it'll be a stumbling block for the Jews. And I look at this rabbi and I'm thinking, well, if he doesn't believe in Jesus, why is he so passionate about Jesus? And the things I don't believe in, I just don't care about them. It's a non-issue in my life. And I think that's what you're seeing here is this struggle, and I think he's kind of representative of what this Scripture says. This is a stumbling block. This is something that causes them irritation. For, you know, and I don't understand why, but it says this in the Scripture. What do you think?
I think it's a good observation. I mean, the question has to be raised. I see. Okay, let's put it this way. I do not believe that Muhammad was really visited by the angel Gabriel in that little cave back in the 7th century. I don't believe it happened. Something did happen. The Quran was obviously written, but I don't believe that it happened the way Muhammad said or believed that it happened. Who knows what did happen? Okay. Who was he visited by? Maybe nobody. Maybe a figment of his imagination, a demon. It doesn't really make any difference. It's a fiction. And I don't lose a lot of sleep over that. I'm like Bob. When I don't believe in something, I don't devote a lot of passion to it. What I do believe in, I devote a lot of passion to. Why is Rabbi Shmuley Botak so intent upon demonstrating, we'll hear a little bit more here in just a moment, that he really has the upper hand on his other panelists there on Scarborough Country, on what he knows about the New Testament. Jesus thought like me, so when you listen to me, you're going to hear what Jesus would have thought about these various issues. Now, part of his passion, admittedly, is that he has the anti-Semitic chip on his shoulder. He does. There's no two ways about it. He accuses his panelists of being anti-Semitic several times in the course of the conversation. And he considers the Passion of the Christ to be anti-Semitic. So that's probably part of his passion. So let's listen to more. Here's another interchange involving Rabbi Shmuley Botak on last night's Scarborough Country.
I've got a question for you.
Yes, Pat.
Did not the Jewish establishment want this man who said he was the Messiah, who said he was the Son of God, who said he was coming to bring a new religion, did they not want him out of the way?
Of course not. They saved his life in Luke chapter 13, verse 31. And you know, and Jesus, hold on. And they saved the apostles' life in Acts chapter 5, in Acts, Acts 23. I know the New Testament.
Who's the Puerto Ricans in
you know,
there?
Every time I quote the New Testament, you guys respond with ignorance. I know the New Testament. Backwards to forwards. The fact is, the New Testament says that the rabbis and Pharisees saved Jesus' life over and over again. The fact that Bill Donahue is ignorant of the New Testament is not my fault.
Rabbi, you've made your point.
Okay, he had made his point. He knows the New Testament better than anybody else there. Actually, he might, tell you the truth. He might. They had a Hindu who was a reasonable woman on the issue of the movie. They had Guru, who is from, is the director of Women Influencing the Nation. I think she's Roman Catholic. It sounded because she was talking about what the Catholic Church has always taught. Pat Buchanan is Roman Catholic, and of course, Bill Donahue is Roman Catholic as well. I don't know, but what I find very interesting about the rabbi's comment there is his exegesis of this particular passage in Luke chapter 13, verse 31. He said that the Jews, in particular, here it is, the Pharisees, and later we're going to hear the rabbi distinguish between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the good Jews and the bad Jews in the whole New Testament. See, he even has some bad Jews in his way of reading the New Testament narrative that he claims to know backward and forward. The Sadducees were the bad guys. And later he'll talk about the high priest Caiaphas. But look at this passage. He brought it up. He'll bring up another one in just a moment. Luke 13, verse 31. This is a great example, folks, of where context is king. Context, context, context. Did the Pharisees here save Jesus' life? What did they do? On the last day, some Pharisees, came to him saying, get out of here and depart, for Herod wants to kill you. So Herod has an axe to grind with Jesus. He's already killed John the Baptist, by the way. And the Pharisees warn him, if you don't get out of here, Herod's going to kill you. Some of the Pharisees say this. Now, by the way, this is not the Jewish leaders who appear later in the Sanhedrin court that commit him to death. Say, oh, get out of here. Herod wants to kill you. But certainly some of the Pharisees did follow Jesus. I can think of at least one, perhaps two. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. He follows Jesus, as far as we can tell. Joseph of Arimathea, we're never told whether he's a Pharisee. He's a member of the ruling council. Could have been a Pharisee. A secret disciple of Jesus. If you want to say Paul, who is a student of Gamaliel, who's also there in the ruling council in Jerusalem at the time, was in and among the crowds there. At this time, he's no friend of Jesus, of course, but Gamaliel, his master, is the one who, as a leading Pharisee and rabbi, he's the one who recommends, let's just let this thing run its course. A little later, there were certainly Pharisees who were friendly to Jesus. Now, that's not the whole thing, though, here, because the context is king. What does Jesus go on to say very next, after he said, after the Pharisees say, get out of here, Herod wants to kill you. And these Pharisees do they save his life? They warn him of Herod's evil intentions. Jesus said to them, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I will finish my course. Nevertheless, I must journey today and tomorrow, and the day following, it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside Jerusalem. Where's Jesus headed? Right into the heart of Judaism. Right into the heart of his enemies. Why do the prophets perish in Jerusalem? It's because the Romans were killing them? No. At whose hands did the prophets perish in Jerusalem? Jesus says, let's just read on. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who... Jerusalem is the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left desolate to you. And assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Context is king. Rabbi Shmuley Botayak wants to highlight the fact that Jesus is warned off by some Pharisees. What he fails to take into account is Jesus' words that follow, where Jesus says, Herod ain't going to get me. You guys are going to get me. Herod can't touch me. But when I go to Jerusalem, 1, 2, 3 days, and it's over. He's making an allusion, of course, to his death. Herod's not going to get me. It's people of your ilk that will get me. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. There's more to come. Time winds down. Here is the final interchange. Now, this one, you got to listen to carefully. And this is where, well, the rabbi, in my opinion, is starting to come unhinged. It's late in the conversation. He's a little angry, I think. There has been a lot of talk, people arguing with one another, people quoting the Bible back and forth. They've gone off the subject of whether or not Gibson's movie ought to get an Oscar. That's completely been left in the wayside. Now they're discussing really a very important thing that I wish they'd discuss more often. Let's listen.
I mean, it truly, if you go and read the Gospels, it tells you that there was a serious problem with those that did not like the message of Christ and wanted to do away with them.
Aside
from that, the Catholic Church has always taught, and many people that saw it, including Mel Gibson, who made it, have said, this is about us looking at our own part. Everyone can look at what happened to Christ and say, if I was there, would I have crucified him?
It doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter if you're Irish, Jewish, or Hindu.
You know what kills me, Jennifer? What kills me, Jennifer? You know what bothers me here?
Rabbi.
You know what bothers me here?
Let the rabbi speak.
What bothers me, Jennifer, is that you're an ignorant peasant who doesn't even know Christian text, for God's sake. What the New Testament says is that the high priest, who was a Sadducee, who was an agent of Rome, who worked directly for Pontius Pilate, had a problem with Jesus and reported him to Pilate and had him killed.
And
the Pharisees saved his life. Luke chapter 13, verse 31. Open it right now and read it. You are an ignorant peasant.
Okay, so he makes the point twice that his opponent there, and that was, one more time, Jennifer Garrood, that's director of Women Influencing the Nation, an ignorant peasant who doesn't even know the scriptural texts. Nice guy. This is a real nice guy. By the way, I've sometimes had some correspondence with Messianic Jews and other people who will write me. They will not even spell out the word G-O-D. They usually spell it in their emails G-D. And they're picking it up from an ancient kind of superstitious practice of Judaism not to speak, write, or in any way utter or cause to be uttered the name of God, Yahweh. And here's Rabbi Shmuley Botayak, who claims to be an Orthodox Jew, has taken his God's name in vain. I mean, he has used the word God. He didn't go G-D. He said, for God's sake. Which, by the way, has a proper use. I don't think that was the proper use when you're calling someone an ignorant peasant twice. What do you think about all this? 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Look, a couple things to respond to in that, but let me say this first before my time runs out. This is the Judaism that evangelicalism is warming up to. We did a show recently on how some evangelicals are Israel's best friend. Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, about a year ago, wrote an op-ed piece saying that Israel ought to be the 51st state of the United States. And the evangelicals are all clapping. Yay! Oh, the fact that he thinks the story of the crucifixion is slanderous, fictitious, criminal and diabolical? Oh, big deal. Big deal. Now, the woman who spoke there, Jennifer Guru, said that the movie was really about us looking at our part. Folks, if you go and get this movie on DVD now that it's out, or you could go see the movie again wherever it's being shown, The Passion of the Christ is not about us looking into that event and our part in it. It isn't. It's about Jesus' part. It's not about what we did to kill him, or what the Jews did to kill him, or what the Romans did to kill him. It's about him laying down his life of his own accord. Is the violence true? Yeah, the violence is true. Some say it's more violent than it should be. Others say it's less violent. The way he died is accurate in the gospel accounts, regardless of how Mel Gibson depicted them. But make no mistake about it. When you see a man being beaten to death, when you see a man being nailed on a cross, when you see a man who's thrashed within an inch of his life, it's not just any old man. This is the God-man who Jesus tells us. It's even repeated in the movie itself, in the Gospel of John. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. I lay it down that I may take it up again. Now, if the rabbi understood that, see, all he sees is the blood. And all he sees is a Jew supposedly being killed by other Jews. And all he sees is slander. And he fails to see what this movie is really about. It's about the one who bore our sins and carried our sorrows. If he were to see that this is the one who gave his life willingly for you and for me and for the rabbi, well, he wouldn't be a rabbi anymore. And he wouldn't speak slanderous things about the way by which God procured our salvation at the cross. Tune in Sunday night at 10. We'll be talking about Santa Claus theology with Pastor Bill Swirla from 10 to 11 on 91.5 in St. Louis. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for Issues Etc. to continue. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri 63117. Or you can contact us via our website at www.issuesetc.org. That's www.issuesetc.org. For a cassette copy of the program, call 1-800-737-0172. That's 1-800-737-0172. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or the Jubilee Network. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.